It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And you're very welcome to today being episode number 855. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent that you can trust. It's Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Basically, you contact them at irishrebates.ie, fill out a simple application form, and try and get a tax rebate. Now, there are some questionable companies out there, aren't there, Jeremy?
Yeah, who
charging
are
a fortune for this exact service.
Customers, and I can tell you now that Irish Tax Rebates are not one of those companies. They charge 10%. That is their fee, 10% to do your hard work, basically, mm-hmm. because it is a lot of hard work claiming tax back. You just give them your details, let them do the hard work. If you're due a tax rebate, you will get the money back. If you're not, they won't charge you anything.
And based on a study that they did from rebates that they processed,
yep.
the average person is due a rebate of €1,092.
And I mean,
much better in your pocket than the taxman.
I don't want to understate or overstate this, but 1,092, yeah?
That's a holiday.
I was about to build it up and say...
Well, it is. It's a holiday.
Yes, that is a weekend away in Amsterdam
or Paris. You get a week's holiday in Spain for that.
Well, use it for whatever you want, but it's better in your pocket. It's literally sitting there waiting for you.
Now, obviously, Irish Tax Rebates can't guarantee people a rebate of over €1,000, but from their work, the average rebate, as we said, is €1,092. So if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, contact irishtaxrebates.ie and see if you can get a tax rebate. And as we said, their charge is just 10% plus VAT. So, for example, if you got a rebate of €1,000, they will only charge 123, so it's €100 plus VAT is all that they will charge. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Can you talk about autism on your podcast, lads? The idiots who think children have autism because of vaccines or the food that they ate. My 5-year-old has autism and is nonverbal, and I've spent the last few years listening to idiots asking me, was he vaccinated? Were you vaccinated? Do you live near phone masts? Did he eat a lot of meat as a baby? It annoys me so much how people think something or someone is to blame. And that is from one of our listeners who wants to remain anonymous because, doesn't really want to get into conflict with anybody, but basically saying she's sick to the back teeth of people having all sorts of blame as to how her child, God love him, has autism.
People who believe in this sort of stuff, that autism is caused by, by the way, it's been debunked thousands of times that autism is caused by the vaccine. And even if it was, what is so bad about your child having autism? People make it out like it's the end of the world. You ask any parent who has an autistic child or a child with autism, it's not the end of the world. You know, it's not a bad thing. Sure, it's more stressful and it's more difficult having a child with autism, but it's not the end of the world. But people go on about it like your life is over if you have a child with autism. So offensive to people of autism. People generally, I'm speaking generally, yeah, people generally who believe in this stuff are very low intelligence.
Low intelligence?
Yeah, people who believe conspiracy theories like that that have no medical backup are normally a certain type of person. These anti-vaccine mums and dads, they're generally people who believe that the world is flat as well, and they believe
they don't want to get their children vaccinated because they're concerned that it could lead to autism developing.
But it doesn't. It literally doesn't. So what's there to be afraid of?
people are fearful.
Well, you're not going down. You're not going down.
No, I'm not. Obviously, no, I'm not. But I'm just trying to get my head around why. And there are an awful lot of parents who do not vaccinate their children because they are afraid of the side effects of what could happen as a result of getting it.
Okay, here's, I'm old fashioned, and I've said this many times. I've spoken about this many times on the show. Like anything, with any argument, I always want proof when someone tells me something, okay? So if someone comes out and says vaccines are the cause of autism, someone says that. Someone says that on today's podcast, yeah? I want proof. I want proof for everything. Same, in the same way.
Okay, one of the beliefs.
The same, like anything else, same way if you say to me, I'm wearing a pair of pink socks, Jeremy, I'll say, show me the socks and I'll believe that you're wearing them.
Okay.
Until you show me your pink socks, I won't believe it. So I am one of these people that wants proof. I'd love to know where these people get this from, where they get this information from. Yes, a doctor, by the way, he's being debunked and knocked off the medical board. What was his name? Andrew Wakefield, back in the early 90s, basically said, oh, there's a link between vaccines and autism. And all the medical professionals said, okay, well, let's see if there is. And they've done dozens and dozens and dozens of tests to try and prove it. Not one of them has been able to prove it. So where is this coming from? Can anybody tell me? Because I genuinely think that these people are the same people who believe all this sorts of shite. They believe all, there's a certain type of person that believes this sort of stuff. And give me proof. That's what I would say.
Let's bring in a WhatsApp voice note to kick off this conversation. This is Catherine.
Hi, guys. Can't come on today because I'm working. Catherine Woods, a psychic and spiritual healer here. Yes, I have noticed a large increase in autism, both in children and undiagnosed adult autism. I do believe it's linked to the meat, the additives, the stress that's caused to the animals. 99% of illnesses come from animal and dairy consumption. We're not baby calves, so why are we drinking from another mammal's breast? The milk is full of growth hormones, blood, pus, misery, death of a day-old baby calf. Definitely ADHD is linked to diet. I've noticed a lot of my clients with ADHD children, when you reduce the cut out the dairy and the meat, you are left with 6 weeks later, sugar also, cut out sugar, reduce electronic gadgets, increase exercise, boundaries, etc. I've noticed in 6 weeks a huge decrease in the behaviour of ADD and ADHD children. You know, it's worth a try for people to go vegan. Animals are not ours to abuse or use for entertainment in any shape or form. Every pandemic came from animal consumption and 99% of illnesses. So, yes, if anybody has children with, you know, I would say autism, ADHD, ADDT, reduce, cut out the meat and the dairy. Try it for 6 to 8 weeks, see how you get on. But there is a huge increase in autism and it has to be linked to something. Thanks, guys. Just sorry I can't come on today. Bye.
All right, well, there you go. There's a lady who believes that meat is and animal products are responsible for the increase in autism and ADHD. Meat, not vaccines, meat. Additives, milk, anything to do with animals, she believes. Let me go to line one. And Jade, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jade? Let me ask you, why did you contact us on this?
So this morning, the HSE came into my daughter's school to carry out the 4-in-1 vaccine. And then there's another vaccine as well that they give. And I'm just like shocked at the amount of parents in the class who've told me that they're not getting their kids vaccinated because they don't. And I quote, one parent was, I don't trust them vaccines. And I'm kind of standing there like, you're actually going to deny your child something that is very potentially life-saving because of something that you read or heard somewhere. Like, are these idiots actually on the same planet as us? It's beggar's belief. And I'm just actually so annoyed nearly on behalf of their kids that their kids will miss out on something so important because their parents are idiots, to put it in a nutshell.
And what sorts of things are they saying as to why they don't want to get their kids vaccinated?
So we have a WhatsApp group, and some of them were kind of talking about it last week because forms were sent home that we had to sign to give permission. And one mother actually took a video of herself tearing up the form and throwing it in a bin. And she was like, there's what I think of the vaccine program. So it's just that kind of mentality, you know, they're saying I don't trust it and I am not seeing my child. First of all, they're not going to get autism from the vaccines. And second of all, autism is the lesser of two evils compared to the illnesses and what can happen if they get one of these things that these vaccines actually prevent. So I was speechless, and only for was a class WhatsApp that I need to kind of be in. I would have happily left the group because people are idiots.
So one of the concerns, and this is the conversation we're having today, is by allowing my child to have this vaccine, they could potentially develop autism. These parents, have they gotten any vaccines for their children?
No. So like the majority, I don't know all, like the majority of them are like completely vaccine. So the first thing I did when my first child was first getting his MMR, I asked the nurse who was giving the MMR. I've heard from people and I've read things about potentially causing autism. She went on to explain that to me and told me that the doctor who had actually said that was struck by a lie. It's completely untrue. My first child has been vaccinated, is not autistic. My daughter will be vaccinated today, or probably already has been, and I guarantee nothing come of it. These people are tin fat.
Oh, sorry, Jade, we're losing you there. We'll try and get you back onto a clearer line. Anyway, so basically she's saying that an awful lot of parents at her child's school have decided not to get their young children vaccinated and haven't gotten them any vaccines because they see or believe that there is a link between the vaccine and autism. That's the belief. Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, how are you?
What did you want to say on this?
Firstly, I do not blame the woman who sent in the message that started this for being annoyed at idiots like that will keep talking about how the kid get autism, because these idiots are believing crap on the internet that like has been said, been proven not to be true for years, because the crap on the internet suits their agenda. The government needs to do more to raise awareness on autism to ensure people are educated. That's easy to do. And plus, in some countries, getting your children vaccinated is mandatory. In Germany, Poland, Italy, Ukraine, and Mexico. That should be the case here in Ireland as well, in my opinion. Make it mandatory to get your kids vaccinated.
Okay, so that would mean then that the parents that lady was talking about there a moment ago, who have not gotten have not given consent for their children to be vaccinated, you're saying that those children should be forcibly vaccinated?
That's it. In other countries, it is mandatory, and in some countries, it's required for them to even go into school. Like in Australia and the US, you need to have your kids vaccinated to put them in school. Otherwise, they can't go to school.
Okay, so you would like to see that happening here, that it becomes mandatory for parents to get their kids vaccinated, and if they decide not to, then there have to be repercussions. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like no school, or fine them.
Fine them?
Fine them, yeah. Or no school, or their kid can't go to school.
Okay, so, and you believe it's that important for children to be vaccinated. So what about the parents who genuinely, in their heart and soul, believe that they're taking a risk with their children by getting them vaccinated?
Well, autism is not a bad thing, because, like you said, these claims that vaccines cause autism, they've been disproven for years. People keep believing this crap, even though it's just not true. There is no risk in getting the kids vaccinated. Would they rather their kids be unvaccinated? Some kids, God forbid, die from something that they could have got vaccinated for, that could have kept them alive.
Okay, so what do you say to a message that just came into us a moment ago and it says, my child, my choice?
Then her child shouldn't go to school then. And if the child's father wants the kid to get vaccinated, then the choice should be with the father in that case.
Okay, so you would like mandatory vaccines. You would like to see parents being punished or the children being punished if they don't get them vaccinated.
Just not let the kids go to school like if they're not vaccinated like they do in the US and Australia. That's what they do there.
Okay, but stay there. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Anthony. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Kirsty, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Kirsty.
Hi, Adrian. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Kirsty. Well, what did you want to say on this?
So basically, I was a child that never got vaccinated because my mother believed in me having autism if I ever got vaccinated, which I actually turned out to build, and my own immune system is stronger than anything without any vaccination. Now, this nonsense about getting it from milk and meat, this is nonsense. I think you've more of a chance of getting cancer from anything like that than it, you know, the opposite. What that woman
she,
was
she did
Catherine.
Argue, though, she did argue in her message that all pandemics have come from animals, have come from meat, and she's not far wrong there.
Well, I could agree in that sense, but you know what? I never got the vaccine for the COVID either, and not once have I ever caught it, ever. Everyone I know that's got the COVID vaccine as well has caught it, because they're injecting a bit of the virus into the body to build the immune system, which is actually the worst thing you can do. There is nothing.
Okay, so you basically, you have never had a vaccine in your life of any type?
No, not even MMR, nothing like that. Not even from a baby. And I am so healthy. I went to the doctors there recently and everything is in 10 out of 10.
So you can see no good reason to get vaccinated?
Well, no, like, I don't see, like, there's not, everything is provided in this world that's good, that's natural, you know, that okay, we can well, have well, out you, of the you, ground instead of vaccines well, or say, anything
you,
like that.
You say that to someone who has cancer, that they don't require medical intervention, and I'm sure they'd have a different answer for you.
No, but this is, everyone's got a bit of cancer in their body. It just takes something to trigger it. Now, processed foods, the likes of milk, meat, what that woman was talking about, processed foods can give you that. But everyone has a bit of that. It just takes something to trigger it.
If you were going over to, I'm just going to place off the top of my head, if you were going over to Vietnam next year on a holiday, you'd have to get a vaccination done. Would you get that done?
I would try and avoid it. Unless it was mandatory and you needed to get it. Then
It is mandatory to get into countries like that.
Yeah, well, then we kind of have no choice then, you know, like...
Listening to what Anthony was saying, he believes where it comes to childhood vaccines, you should have no choice. You should have to get your child vaccinated.
Well, I didn't have that choice because I was a child, so I didn't get to make that. My mother made that decision, and that's exactly what she told me as well. She says, I don't want to get you any of them injections in case you get autism or your kids come out something wrong with them. And I used to always think, what does she mean by this? But honestly, I've had no vaccinations. I'm completely healthy, thank God. So,
and do you have children yourself?
I don't have any children, no.
If you did have, would you get them vaccinated?
I wouldn't say so because I turned out okay. You know, so.
Well, Anthony, what do you make of that? She's never been vaccinated ever for anything, and if she was to have kids herself, she doesn't think she would get them vaccinated either.
Then her kids wouldn't be allowed to go to school. Like I said, in some countries, getting your kids vaccinated is mandatory. That should be the case here. And she was saying crap about the COVID vaccine as well. But we know the vaccine works, okay? It does. COVID vaccine works.
If it worked, then why did so many of the population suffer with heart problems, pains in their arms and pains in their heads? If it was such a good thing for the body, why did people get them kind of side effects off it?
Look, the only side effect I got was
put into a fund for side effects of that vaccination also?
You're just saying crap. It's on the internet now. That's all you're saying.
It's
just
not crap.
A load
it's
of crap. You're
factual.
Saying a load of crap on the internet.
No, it's not a load of crap.
It's true.
Look up the facts.
Look up the fact that the internet's made up by lies and people who have an agenda. No, thanks.
And can I ask you, sir, have you got to COVID yourself, have you?
I don't have COVID. I got vaccinated and I got the booster shot.
Yeah, and did you have effects off that after you got it?
Only had numbness in the arm for a bit, which you get with some vaccines, and that happens. You're just talking absolute crap.
No, mate, I've never got any vaccine. I'm as healthy as can be.
And let me ask you then, your reasons, well, you explained it was your mother who chose not to get you vaccinated. You obviously now, as a healthy adult, fully support her doing that or not doing that, as the case may be. And her, what was her main worry? What was she most concerned about?
Nothing. She just wasn't sure of the chemicals that were going into my body, so she was completely against it. She's more a very natural person, you know.
And again, you fully support that decision for her not to get you vaccinated?
Of course, because I never got anything. You know what I mean? I never caught and I've always been healthy.
Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. A while ago, we played a voice note from Catherine, who was blaming meat and milk and everything else. Damien is reacting to that.
The words spiritual healer, moron. Here, buy some snake oil while you're at it, idiot.
All right, and we got this WhatsApp voice note from Tracy.
Hi, guys. I can't come on, but I just wanted to put a voice note in here and say I think forcing people to get their kids vaccinated is totally wrong. For the reason being, it's just going to make people more suspicious and think, why are they making my child get this vaccination? I think it's a personal choice, everyone to their own. I have a 7-year-old severely autistic daughter who has been vaccinated. I also have a niece who's 5 months younger than her, who was vaccinated around the same time as her. I have a nephew the same. And my niece is autistic. My niece isn't autistic. Sorry, my daughter's autistic. My niece and my nephew aren't. And what about the kids who never got vaccinated and are autistic? So what are we to believe? I think it's a stupid theory, and I think the doctor was right to be struck off. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I just can't believe that people are still thinking. Like, and what difference does it make what causes a child to be autistic? It's stressful enough in life for families. We're having a child with autism. We love our kids. We don't care why they are. We just want to help them and make life better for them.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Afternoon, Adrian.
Now, Jay, what did you want to say on this?
Anthony, is he still there, is he?
He's not, no.
Oh, God love him. We don't live under a dictatorship. You can't force people to be vaccinated. You can educate people and you can say, look, this is what vaccines have done. We all know vaccines have eradicated smallpox, you know, stuff like that, polio. You know, so it has done good. It has done good. But to be screaming that if you don't get your child vaccinated, you should get into trouble and what get arrested, get fined. It's personal choice, isn't it? And how have you got the choice to want to do for the body?
Okay, well, in certain countries in Europe, not too far away, I'll give you an example. In 9 countries, Bulgaria, Croatia, the Czech Republic, France, Hungary, Italy, Latvia, Poland and Slovakia, vaccination against mumps, measles and rubella is mandatory. Now,
fuck off and live over there. If you want to live in a country where it's mandatory to put
those... No, but you're saying that it's, you know, unheard of. It isn't unheard of. It is not unheard of.
No, I didn't say it's not unheard of. I'm not saying it's not unheard of. There's lots of countries that are like that. Well, if that's the country you want to live in, go and live in it. I want to live in a country where I'm free to make that choice, where it's up to me whether I put something like that into my children. No, I'm not going to be dictated to by anybody else.
So this notion of making certain vaccines mandatory, you think is outrageous?
No, yeah, I think it is. I think it's personal choice.
Okay, well then,
I don't think you should force anybody to do anything.
Okay, well then, Jay, let's throw a couple more things at you. In this country, yeah, you are required, you are forced by law to put a seatbelt on your child.
Yeah, that's a fine. That's a stupid analogy.
You just said you want to live in a country. You just said you want to live in a country where you can do whatever you want, and you decide what happens with your child. Okay, you said that.
Yes.
Now, okay, well, let's go down a bit further. Then it's illegal to smoke in your car when a child is sitting in the back seat. Now, free choice. If you want free choice, you should be able to.
That's stupid. To smoke in front of your child with your child in the car.
You're damaging your child's health by smoking in a car with a child.
I'm asking you. Are you damaging your child's health?
In my personal opinion, I think you are, but I'm sure there are people...
In medical opinion, you're damaging your child by smoking in the car.
But hang on, the same medical opinion, Jay, would also say to someone like Kirsty on the other line that it is safer to have your child vaccinated against polio.
And what did Kirsty say? She's never been sick a day in her life, and she has children.
That's great for her that she hasn't been sick a day in her life. That's fantastic.
But the
argument here is, Jay, that you are playing Russian roulette with your child's health by not getting them vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella, polio, hepatitis B, all of these things. You're literally taking a life chance with your child.
Are you really, though?
What do you think? Have you ever seen...
I don't know. We've eradicated polio and all them, so they're probably not going to come back.
Hang on for one second, Jay.
She's never been sick.
How or why did we eradicate polio? Because
people got vaccinated.
Correct.
But people need to have a choice, though. People need to have a choice. That's all I'm saying. You can't force people to do it. We don't live in that type of country.
Well, then parents should have a choice to be able to smoke in the car with the kids, which they've done for years.
They want. But that's just stupid.
No, but
there are kids. If they want to damage their kids' health, let them. You can put all the laws in the world. I mean, there's laws out there you can't kill people.
You're literally contradicting yourself.
How am I? Because you have a choice.
So you either have
that's
a choice. Okay, I'm a smoker and I want to smoke in the car with my kids because
that's
I.
That's your choice. Well, you're stupid enough to do that to your kids. That's your business.
So you don't think
I'm not going to force you. No, I'm not going to force you not to smoke in front of your kids in the car. If you're that stupid and that irresponsible, you go ahead and do it. That's your choice.
Okay, so any suggestion of making childhood vaccine mandatory is outrageous in your opinion, is it?
Yeah, because what happens when they design the vaccine that they're not too sure of, and come on, we just give it to them anyway. No. But it's mandatory. People have choices. People have body autonomy.
All these vaccines have to be approved, have to be certified.
Come here. They rushed through that second COVID thing, and we're only getting the results of it now. Not everybody was safe from it, was it?
I got my vaccine for work purposes,
and that's the only reason I got it. I wasn't allowed to work unless I got it.
That vaccine wasn't. The vaccine for COVID-19 was developed very quickly, but that vaccine had been worked on for decades.
Isn't it a bit iffy then that the COVID hit us and then all of a sudden they had the vaccine if you're working on it for years? Let's not force people to do stuff. If we let them force us to do this, what is next? We're already giving away all our rights to protest. We're giving away our rights to free speech, and now we're giving away our rights to our body autonomy.
Orla sent us this message. Jer, have you vaccinated your kids for COVID? Because the same rule applies. If you believe that everyone should be vaccinated, you need to vaccinate for COVID.
Okay, first of all, it's nobody's concern. What vaccines my children have had? It's my own private business. Secondly, I haven't once said during this podcast, rewind it back here, I haven't once said we should have forced vaccinations for children. I haven't once said that every single child should be vaccinated. And even despite what a lot of people believe online, I never pushed the vaccine, and nor did Adrian during the whole COVID thing. I simply said, I'm getting it. And I'd like to think that I have that much of an influence that I could force people to get a vaccine. Believe it, myself and Adrian aren't that influential. That someone listened into our podcast and they're, Jesus, Dixon and Kennedy got the vaccine, I'm running out to get it. If they got it, it must be okay. So it's all bollocks. So I've never said any of that. So I don't know where people are getting that from. My whole point is, I respect if a parent doesn't want to get their child a vaccine. Once that decision is based on factual evidence, and not because you saw a video for, who's that nut job in America again that was sued for all the money? That absolute nut job that screamed, what's his name? Alex Jones, isn't that it? Not because you saw an Alex Jones video saying that if you get your child vaccinated, they're going to have the mark of the beast in them, or they're going to be, you're going to be able to scan them through a supermarket checkout. Not if you believe that's up, but if you can give me, and not one person, by the way, we're half an hour into this topic yet, and not one person has been able to prove that the vaccine does, in fact, cause autism. And that's what this conversation is about.
No, nobody's going to be able to prove it on this podcast.
Oh, yeah,
but some people have that belief, have that and heartfelt belief.
And they're fucking thick. Excuse my French.
Let me go to line two, and on line two we have Linda. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Linda?
Hey, I think your man needed Xanax there. He got very hyper, didn't he?
He did, miss. He did, but what did you want to say?
I agree with him. And like the way you keep comparing it to the COVID vaccine, the difference is you're an adult consenting to that. Your child is a baby. They have no consent to be able to do that. I don't think it should be forced on kids. Definitely not. Now, all my kids are vaccinated, but I don't think it should be brought into law that you have to get your child vaccinated. I think that's wrong.
So this idea of making it mandatory, as it is in a lot of countries in Europe, Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Italy and so on, you don't like the idea of mandatory vaccination?
No, I don't see what the point is. I don't see why. And people saying it causes autism, that's a lot of bollocks. It's like these days, no matter what, there's an excuse for it. If you eat too much bacon, you're going to get cancer. Fuck off. Like, shit happens. Things happen. Like, no matter what happens, someone's always going to have a cause. Sometimes shit just happens. Get over it.
And obviously that's how you feel about the whole autism thing. That, and this is the reason the lady contacted us in the first place, hopping mad that people just keep looking for excuses as to why.
Well, it's like probably one in every 20 children who are vaccinated probably has autism. That doesn't mean it's a vaccine. That's just, it's a wiring in their brain. That's all autism is. So how can you accuse that on a vaccine? Why didn't the other 19 children have autism? If that's the case, we'd all have autism. You can't say that.
And I would agree with a lot of what you're saying. So why not, with all of what you just said, you don't believe that there's a link between vaccines and autism. Why not make it mandatory then, like they've done in Italy or Latvia or Poland?
Because it's a baby. It's a child. Children have rights to. I don't think a child should have an injection with something in their body without consent. Like the vaccine. They are telling me to get my kids vaccinated. I'm like, nope. Because they're not 18. When they're 18 and they can, now my older son got it himself because he was 19. Well, until they can make that decision for themselves, I'm not making that decision for them.
So, in terms of people's belief, you heard that very first call that we had, the woman who said in her child's school where her child was getting vaccinated today, the amount of parents, she couldn't get over the amount of parents who said, no, I'm not getting my child vaccinated. What do you think of that?
They're probably just the same ones. I think it's going to damage them as well. And that's autism. These parents who put labels on everything. Like, do you know what I mean? These cotton wool parents. Like, I got my kids vaccinated. We were all vaccinated. I'm sure you and Jeremy were all vaccinated. It's what was done years ago. But there's actually more autism in children these days than there was back in our day.
I mean, you see, I don't, and in fact, I was reading up about this. This isn't necessarily true.
It wasn't diagnosed
exactly,
back then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You looked this afternoon. My middle child has an appointment with the doctor. And it's one of those developmental, which are standard. And during those, if you've ever had your kid at one of those,
they annoy me as well.
Well, no, they get them to build blocks and to do different things. And the way it is...
Yeah, but then if they do one thing wrong, it's like, oh, he's not at his level. Every child is fucking different.
Yeah, but the reason for those visits is to spot autism as an earlier age. Do you remember? I remember in my class in school, there were boys in my class in school that were branded as tick. He's stupid. Yeah. That fella Jason is stupid. Sit him down the back. Now, the chances are that if you met Jason now, he's been diagnosed with autism or something else.
Yeah.
Kids were just branded stupid now. So isn't it great that we can diagnose? And when I look back on my class, I could probably name about 10 people that were in that class that more than likely are on the spectrum now. But they just weren't diagnosed.
Yeah, I probably called myself, actually.
Yeah, so it just went undiagnosed.
Yeah, exactly. But I still don't think the vaccine causes it.
No. And most people.
That's a stupid remark to make.
Yeah. Okay, so to the parents then, who, as we heard from that first message, who today did not allow their children to be vaccinated, do you think that they're being stupid? Okay, we're agreed that nobody wants to make it mandatory, but are they being stupid?
Listen, I don't know. I don't think they're being stupid. If the reason isn't giving the child autism, yeah, they're fucking idiots. But if they just don't know or are unsure, like, that's okay. If you've no real excuse for it, if that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? But people put an excuse. Like, some people say, I don't want them to be vaccinated. That's it.
I agree with you. Myself and Adrian have a friend who is afraid of flying. Now, I don't understand the fear of flying myself. But this
I am terrified of flying.
But you're probably afraid of flying because you know, factually, that planes have fallen out of the sky, that planes have crashed. So I understand completely someone saying, I don't want to get on a plane. Why don't you want to get on a plane? Well, because last year, 62 planes crashed. There, they have evidence and they have a reason for not wanting to do it. But when you there's no evidence to link autism and the vaccine. Literally zero evidence. So where are these people coming from?
That's what I don't know. I just think it's stupid. And it's the way the world has gone. Everything has a label. Everything has a cause. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Linda, if you can, please. Let me bring in Jess.
It kind of is mandatory in Ireland. They don't use that word for it. But when a 1 year old here, she's almost two, but when she was born, we were in the height of the pandemic and she was due her 3 month needles. I think it's 3, 6 and 9 months. She had her first set of needles done and on the second round of needles, COVID was quite bad. So I had said to my GP surgery, look, I'm going to wait a couple of weeks till COVID kind of dies down. I just don't fancy bringing my newborn into a doctor's surgery where there's sick people. Just wasn't comfortable with it. And they said, yeah, that's no problem. I think she was only about 9 or 10 weeks late for the vaccine. Now, it doesn't matter how late you are, just once all of the vaccines are given before the age of 2. So bear in mind, she was only 11 weeks late for the vaccine. And I had a call from the nurse in the surgery to say that if she doesn't have her vaccine done within the next 14 days, we will have to report it to the Board of Health or something like that anyway, and I will be in trouble for not having a vaccine done on the child. So they're not saying it's mandatory, but you do get in trouble for not having them done. So I want my kids to have the vaccines, absolutely. But I don't think it should be pushed on parents. I think it should be the parents' choice whether or not that they want their child to have the vaccine, definitely.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Sean has been in touch with us on this.
Good afternoon, lads. You know, these clowns that believe that the vaccines cause autism and whatever else, you need to ask them what they believe caused autism before the vaccines were created. I'd love to hear what fucking stupid excuse they'd give then. Take it easy.
You see, Sean, the belief is that autism is much more widespread today than it was 50 years ago because of vaccines. That's what some people believe. The reality of it is that 50 years ago, it just wasn't diagnosed properly, and we're much better at diagnosing it today. And that is the reality
again,
of it.
I would ask any of you who say that, because it's such a stupid thing to say that autism... By the way, autism was first discovered back in the 1940s, wasn't it? The 1940s when it was first discovered. Look back at your childhood and people you palled around with, people you went to school with, people you were in contact with, that back in the day they would have been branded, he's a bit funny. That's what they used to say. He's a bit weird. He's a bit odd. He's a bit antisocial. He's socially awkward. All those people that went through your life that had these symptoms, that was more than likely autism.
Keith, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Keith?
How are you, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Keith. Well, what did you want to say on this?
Look, with the vaccine over the years, like, we've all heard the stories of parents noticing a change in their child's behaviour after they got vaccinated. And then when the COVID came out, the COVID vaccine, people started doing their research into it and then chose it was a better way to stay back away from it. Now, I don't mean to bring this up, but when you import the third world over, you have all these sicknesses coming in with it. So this is probably why they're pushing now for everybody to get the vaccines again, because there was an awful lot of sicknesses in this country that was eradicated over the years, and they're all starting to pop back up now.
Well, that's just the world we live in. We live in a global village now, Keith. The world is a very small place. Yeah. Didn't COVID travel all the way from China to the whole world? That's the point, that it is.
Yeah, well, that's up for debate. That was strategically put around the world. Some people over here got it, other people didn't.
But you hardly think asylum seekers are bringing autism into Ireland now, Keith, do you?
Well, the WEF got a problem coming out talking about the agenda of bringing the world population down.
I know, but Keith, first of all, autism isn't killing people. Nobody has died from autism. But no, I want to ask you that question. Genuinely, I want to ask you that question, Keith, from one man to another man. Do you believe that autism has been brought into Ireland by asylum seekers and transmitted to Irish people to try and keep them?
Oh, no, Jesus, no, not autism.
That's okay.
No.
It's okay.
No.
No, but you're talking about other... So let me go back to the point that an awful lot of parents are choosing not to get their children vaccinated in a country where vaccines aren't mandatory, even though an increasing amount of countries have made it mandatory. You don't believe that these parents are playing Russian roulette with their children's health?
No, I think an awful lot of them have done their research ever since the COVID vaccine, and they've come up with their own alternatives to
say, for example, the call we had earlier on, one of the parents told her she didn't want to get her child vaccinated because the child would develop autism. Now, that has been debunked, disproven. That is not factual.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say it's debunked. Like, when you have the big pharma coming out, they will tell you black is white, you know, just to get the sale going. You know, it's big money to them people. Like, they're just about taking in the money. They don't care about our health. They don't care about anything. If they did, they would actually put out the cures that they have there. You know, they slow them down to a snail's pace and they sell them a top dollar, like, to people, and that's how they get the money. Like, there's no victory in curing people, you know.
Let me ask you, do you have children?
I have two, yeah.
Are they vaccinated?
They were, yeah. Not COVID, though. Not for the COVID. But at that time when they were born in 2010, 2011, things were different. Like, we didn't really know that much. As I was saying, it was just stories that you were hearing.
And what do we know now that we didn't know 10 years ago?
Well, COVID is after bringing an awful lot, you know, like, it was 2 years.
COVID is after bringing an awful lot of conspiracy rubbish.
Well, you know, conspiracy is a conspiracy, but until it's debunked and then people want to forget about it, you don't want to say that was ever called a conspiracy. Now, there's a lot of conspiracies debunked.
I know, but we're talking about autism here, and you made a point there a few minutes ago, Keith, about Big Pharma and all that. Big Pharma have a lot of money to be made out of pushing autism, if that's the case.
Yeah,
there's no medication for autism. There's no medication. So there's no pill that you can take.
Well, there's not.
So big.
And the kids that went on shooting sprees in the likes of America and all were on the Ritalin from an early age. And you're put on a for autism.
That's ADHD, if they're on Ritalin. No, but I'm saying this. The Big Pharma, as you call them, Big Pharma, by the way, Big Pharma, the same people you get your headache tablets from when you have a headache, Keith, if they're that evil, stop taking headache tablets. But Big Pharma don't make any money. Big Pharma have nothing to gain by the whole world being autistic. Absolutely
what
nothing.
What caused the headache, though, Jeremy?
What?
What caused the headache? Could have been the vaccines that you were getting at a younger age that was giving the problems over years.
With the headache tablets, you
can look at it both ways.
Well, in my house, it's my wife that causes all my headaches, so I can't blame
her. Yeah, that's why I live alone.
yeah, the right idea. I can't blame anything else on the headache.
Okay, so let me go back to the point of this conversation. And this lady who contacted us in the first place, Keith, is really angry that people keep trying to blame something on her child having autism, and she's really pissed off that everybody wants to find a cause. Were you vaccinated?
Yeah,
was your child
so.
Vaccinated? With, all of this rubbish.
Yeah, that brings me back to the lockdowns when not a lot of people in their own research, you know, some people got onto the top of things, a lot of people sort of stopped midway, and now that girl is probably bumping into a shitload of fucking doctors out there that gave herself a degree, you know, and she's probably just pissed off hearing it. She's probably under stress, under pressure with the child, and then listening to people going, would you not go this, the child do this, and the child take that, and she's probably at the end of her tether now. She doesn't know where to fucking turn.
But you yourself are self-confessed, you learned all of this through your research. You're a self-confessed doctor as well.
Yeah, well, you can say that too. Yeah, but you know, as I said, like, it's looking into certain videos and listening to certain people talking, and then there's actually sitting there listening to full on speeches and things and all like that of people, of real doctors and things and all, you know, the ones who got silenced during COVID. Now, we know that for the fact now that when Twitter came out and he sacked all the fact checkers, they asked them up on the thing, are you a doctor? They said no. Well, what are you taking real doctors off Twitter for? You have a medical degree, you know.
Okay, stay there. Linda, what do you make of everything that Keith is saying? And by the way, Keith, I just want to get your reaction to a comment that came in there a second ago, which I thought was funny. Where has it gone now? Hang on there for 1 second. Lads, you really shook the stupid tree with this fella. What do you say to that?
I agree.
Oh, you agree, Linda?
About me? Like, he is one of these people that we're actually talking about. He's done all his research, right? He's just said he's listened to speeches, he's listened to all this, but yet he's trying to claim Ritalin is for autism. Ritalin is for children with ADHD, which is not autism, so I correct you on that. And Ritalin is for kids with autism can have ADHD, but you can have ADHD and autism. It's not the same thing. And Ritalin is for severely disabled children to help calm them. So you're listening to research and picking out Ritalin and putting them together.
It's a hyperactive form of autism.
It's not a form of autism. You can
it's
have
a
ADHD
form of autism.
You can have ADHD without having autism. It's on. Children with autism can have ADHD, but children can also have ADHD without having autism.
Right. So in your definition, what is autism? Because the way I look at it is autism is, say, a kid who just acts abnormal to other kids. Years ago, we used to say this kid.
Did you find that out on YouTube?
No, that's just factual.
All right, okay.
Well, okay, anyway, we're getting away from
this.
Can I ask you, Keith?
Still here. I have to collect them before they catch autism.
Go on, good luck.
Go on, thanks, bye.
Keith, let me just ask you finally, do you believe that there is a link between vaccines and autism?
Yeah, I would believe it, because I think we all take different reactions to certain things. The human body is a strange thing, you know. Like, if somebody could get the vaccine, say, today, another person get it tomorrow, and they could be worse off for getting it, you know. Like, it just affects these people in different ways. Chemicals affect us in different ways.
Good to talk to you, Keith. Thanks very much indeed. A lot of reaction, actually, to what Keith has been saying, like this from Damien.
Hi, guys. Damien here. There are two adages which come to mind. The first one is, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. The second one is, it's better to remain quiet and be thought a fool than to voice your opinion and prove it.
Great message, Damien. Thanks very much indeed. And Laura is very angry.
Lads, I'm getting annoyed listening to your man, Keith. Sorry. That's not autism, as in acting weird or anything like that. Autism is a cognitive development disorder, not a wiring issue, nothing. Do you know what I mean? It's a cognitive disability. That's it. My son is autistic. He was born in 2010. He was autistic before he had his MMR, as I said in the text message. The MMR was delayed because he was a November-born baby. When 12-month came round, he had a cold. They wouldn't give him the vaccine with having a cold. So it was delayed. His meningitis jab was delayed as well. There's things that my child will do, and I'd be happy to let you meet him, that there's other children out there in society cannot do. That's not because he's autistic. That's because he's educated. There's a difference. We all grew up with, oh, that class clown. As Jeremy said, oh, that class clown, oh, that one's always funny. You know, oh, they're a weirdo, they're slow. Autism is not just that. It's, you know, oh, there's a pandemic of autism. It is more diagnosed now. It can be overdiagnosed, but everything falls into the umbrella category of autism. ADHD is not autism. They might look at it as being, it's in the umbrella, like sensory processing disorder is not autism. Schizophrenia is not autism. ADD is not autism. It's not. So I think really people, before they come on the stereo and give an opinion, fine, but be educated on your opinion. I don't believe in mandatory vaccinations. I am 43. I've never been vaccinated in my life. Not as a baby, not as an adult. The COVID, you name it, nothing. And thankfully, there's feck all wrong with me. That's it. I can't deal with, you know, idiots on the radio and think they know everything when they know nothing. That, like me coming on saying I'm a cancer expert because a family member died of cancer. No, I'm not. They're not experts. I'm not even an expert in autism, and I'm a parent of a child with autism. Wind your neck in.
All right, Laura, thanks very much indeed. Great message. And let me squeeze in a sarcastic one to wrap up from Trevor.
This is an alert. This is an alert for the Adrian Kennedy podcast. All conspiracy nuts, come on out of the woodwork, because here we fucking go with the tinfoil hat brigade, boys. Oh, just listening to your topic, seeing your topic advertised, boys, going to be watching, but you know what, here come the fucking nut jobs. I got my vaccine about a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was, and I tell you, my microchip isn't malfunctioning at all, you know what I mean? Autism in the vaccines and other diseases. I don't know, boys. Where the fuck do these tinfoil hat brigades live? Because they need to be all just put on one island and just cover them all in tinfoil until the sun makes them pop like popcorn. Fucking nut jobs. Looking forward to the topic, boys.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks very much indeed, Trevor.
Why don't you tell us how you really feel, Trevor?
Yeah, exactly. Spit it out there.
And by the way, the podcast is called Opinions Matter, the Adrian Kennedy podcast. This podcast had nothing to do with Kennedy. He didn't even set the thing up. It was me. I'm the brains.
You don't have any brains.
That's why the podcast is doing shite, by the way. It's all your fault.
It's one of the most popular podcasts in Ireland.
I stop believing. Do your research. I did.
There's the graph. Look.
Do your research.
Just before we go, I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust. Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. If you think that there might be some tax that you can claim back, claim your tax back today, visit irishtaxrebates.ie now and fill out their simple application form. No rebate, no fees. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie right now. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy.
Yes.
If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.